ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Lee Harris, the informative Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, actually. Yeah, not a bad week at all. So, ready to bring the latest news to the people who are listening.
Nice one. And I have to mention that Blue Marine Travel is brought to you. Crew Travel is brought to you by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s, and their people move people.
Yes, we do.
So your wife had a little bit of an experience coming back from the UK to New Zealand the other day.
She did indeed. Yeah, I mean, it's just typical, isn't it, really, that married to somebody in travel and it all goes belly up. But yeah, she had a few issues. Unfortunately, her first flight from Heathrow to Doha was delayed substantially for certain reasons. I think it was engineering or mechanical or whatever, and it missed her onward flight. But yeah, not the best experience in Doha, unfortunately. It ended with a 24-hour delay, and then the most funniest of routes through Asia and half of New Zealand. So yeah, it was, I think she got home around about 24 to 30 hours after she should have done. So it wasn't the best of journeys, to say the least.
Well, see, one part of your story that really stuck with me, and this is something that I think we've all experienced right across the face of the planet, if you do traveling, and especially in yachting, who do so much traveling. The people at the gate that were trying to rebook her flight, they weren't actually aware of certain laws within Australia in accordance to a UK passport. Now,
yeah,
if she hadn't have contacted you and you hadn't have been the travel professional that you are, knowing all sort of the regulations when traveling, she probably would have gotten those flights booked into Australia and then been stranded again, because that wasn't possible, but that was straight to the airline.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, at the moment, unfortunately, you can't, UK passport holders can't transit through Australia without a visa if it's a stop for more than 8 hours. And the route that they were trying to book her on was a lot more than 8 hours, and it was via various cities in Australia as well. So I do have some sympathy for check-in staff, because obviously rules and regulations are changing still, you know, to this day. I mean, I know we're getting past the peak of COVID and the travel restrictions, but there still are some in place. I mean, thankfully she did have the foresight to phone and we discussed it, and thankfully we did get rebooked. One hell of a route, to say the least.
Well, and you had another story just recently where somebody gave you a call and they were stranded in an airport because they didn't have a return ticket. These kind of things are so important. That is why you book through a travel agency, because they will know all these things in advance. And if she hadn't have been able to get, this person hadn't been able to get a hold of you, they would have lost their ticket.
Yeah, exactly right. It's literally just before we done this. So it's, I mean, I do have to apologize to her, because I was actually 5-10 minutes late to our interview. Unfortunately, a lady had booked her flights online, shall we say, not with a travel agency, and she needed a return ticket, which she didn't have. And thankfully, again, at least she had the foresight to phone me, and we managed to get her sorted. So fingers crossed, hopefully she should be on her way now, and all should be okay.
Nice. Well, yeah, travel agent guys, I mean,
yeah,
common sense. There's a reason those tickets online are so cheap, is because more than often you will not actually get on that plane, and they still charge you, and you don't get your money back. So it's like free money for the airline.
Just exactly saying. Right. Yeah. Or it definitely takes a long while to come back anyway, even if you do see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Some nightmare stories out there. Anyways, this week in travel, good news or bad news, I am not even sure what, depending on the person, it could be good news, it could be bad news, but face masks in Europe on planes.
That's right. Yeah, the mandatory wearing of face masks is no longer recommended on European flights and in airports. That's according to EU authorities. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency and the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control have updated their health safety measures for air travel and said face masks should no longer be required in airports or on flights. The new recommendation comes into force today, May the 16th, but passengers are warned the rules may vary between airlines, so they should still bring a face covering just in case. Director Patrick Kai said, from today, face masks will no longer need to be mandatory in air travel in all cases, broadly aligning with the changing requirements of national authorities across Europe for public transport. However, again, I would like to reiterate that we do recommend any crew travelling to have a face mask on them, just in case airlines and or airports do not adopt the new strategy straight away. I did actually notice, again, literally about an hour before I came online, Spain and I think it was Germany have already said that they're not going to adopt it for at least 1 month. So that's two countries who are not adopting it straight away.
Right. And of course, we've already been talking about the expected disruptions in airports. It's been happening in the UK. What's going on there?
It is, yeah. In the ongoing struggle for airports across the United Kingdom to ramp up staff numbers, Leeds Bradford is the latest to report increasing queues and wait times. Now, according to the airport CEO, roughly 390 passengers have missed flights due to check-in delays over the weekend. Passengers have described the chaos at the airport, reporting long queues through security and a lack of staff to be found. Now, speaking to reports at the airport, one traveller claimed that there was only one staff member available to check the passports of 3,000 passengers, with the queue stretching outside of the terminal. The airport has since apologised for issues at the airport, noting that it was working hard to overcome the recruitment issues while safely manning the long queues. Obviously, Leeds Bradford is not alone with staffing issues, with airports across the United Kingdom and the world seeing dramatically lowered staff numbers due to mass layoffs during the pandemic. Leeds Bradford alone made 180 staff redundant between 2020 and 2021. Now, for any crew who are due to travel from Leeds Bradford over the coming weeks, obviously, we recommend arriving 3 hours prior to your flight departure. And also, if you possibly can, check in online 24 hours before the planned departure of your flight. That way, all you've got to do is then navigate the bag drop-off and then get yourself through security.
Maybe 4 or 5 hours.
You know what? It's a hard one because in some respects, you want people to get there really early, but then if people get there too early, then creates a bit of a traffic jam as well. So it's trying to find the right amount of time to get there before your flight. So probably 3 hours from Leeds Bradford would be about right for this instance anyway.
Well, if they've only got one person checking passports, 3,000 passengers, you might want to put 24 hours in front of that as well. Do you know what? I mean, I think part of the problem is most of these companies that are rehiring now, they're not offering enough money. People are like, you know what? Why would I go to work for you for, you know, not enough to pay my rent, realistically?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? The cost of living is going through the roof, especially I know in the UK, it's really tough for people. Along with the heightened security checks that they have for airport staff to work there as well. It's just the perfect storm, shall we say, for the summer season that's now going to kick in.
Insane. New Zealand borders.
Yeah, late last week, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern confirmed the date with which the border will fully reopen would be moved forward to the end of July from the original date of the end of October. While the border is already open to New Zealand citizens and residents and visitors from visa waiver countries, people from countries that need to get a visa to travel New Zealand had been told it would be October before they could book flights. The government has long signalled it intended to bring that date forward, and Ardern confirmed it would kick in from 11:59 p.m. on the 31st of July, that bringing the opening forward by 2 months. This will allow tourists with visas to begin arriving from August. Ms. Ardern also signalled pre-departure testing would likely be gone before the full border reopening begins.
Right, well, that's good news. So that New Zealand story is going to go on forever and ever and ever, I'm sure. We're going to hear about that. And the lack of ability for citizens to get home. I'm sure there's going to be lawsuits and all sorts of things happening.
Yeah, I know there's court cases that are being brought in, and I know that there was the ones that won not long ago. So it's definitely a story that's going to rumble on for quite a while, that's for sure.
Yeah, insane. I mean, she Lucinda did so many things right, but the one thing that she did do wrong was really wrong. Shame that.
Yeah.
The EEU and COVID certificates.
Yeah, the Commission of the European Union has recognized the digital COVID-19 certificates of Indonesia, Seychelles and Vietnam as equivalent to the EU COVID certificates issued by authorities in EU countries. Such a decision has been confirmed through a statement published by the Commission of the European Union, and it comes in an effort to ease the travel process further. The new changes means that passengers from these three countries mentioned above will be permitted to enter the bloc under the same rules as those who hold the EU digital COVID-19 certificate. With the introduction of Indonesia, Seychelles and Vietnam, the number of countries and territories connected to the EU system has now increased to 67.
Wow. And you'll have a list on that of those on your website, correct?
We haven't, but we can get a list. We can make up a list. It's easy to have to get the information for. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And Star Alliance news.
Yeah, so Star Alliance has expanded its fledgling biometric service to Hamburg Airport. The Alliance launched the technology at Frankfurt, Munich and Vienna airports in late 2020, allowing Lufthansa Group passengers to use facial recognition technology to pass through security and boarding gates. It has now been extended to Hamburg Airport, enabling Austrian Airlines, Swiss Airlines and Lufthansa customers to now pass through the airport's central security checkpoint and boarding gates A17 and C16 using biometric recognition. Passengers must be a member of the Miles & More loyalty program and register for Star Alliance biometrics at least 24 hours before their flight to be eligible to use the service. The Alliance said that passengers' faces are automatically captured by cameras installed in the relevant areas and compared with customers' stored images. It also notes that travellers can keep their mouth and nose coverings on, which are mandatory at the airport at the moment, in place during the recognition process.
God, the world's come a long way in my lifetime.
Indeed. Hopefully that should quicken up the process of security screening as well. So hopefully at least that's two or three airports that shouldn't be struggling as much as others in Europe this summer.
Yeah, I guess, you know what, that kind of technology, I mean, in the future, we won't have to carry any paperwork whatsoever. You just rock up.
Rock up, yep. They see your face, scan your face, and away you go.
Nice. I like that because, you know, I'm really bad with that kind of thing. I usually like panic last minute and I've lost everything and left everything and I can't find anything. So if somebody else will take care of that for me, I'd be a happy camper.
Perfect. You're like me, are you? I do the last minute pat down. I'm doing some weird kind of dance trying to find my documents.
Yeah, well, it's not just the documents, it's the clothes. I usually end up getting somewhere and I find that I've taken three pairs of pants and no shirts, or three shirts and no pants, and kind of lost, right?
Well, I mean, that's a different look anyway, that's for sure.
Yeah. Crew questions.
Yeah, we've got a question this week from Karina, who wants to know the latest entry requirements for Fiji. Karina is looking for a stop in Fiji before heading over to Europe for the med season. Good news, Karina, is provided you're fully vaccinated. And when I say fully vaccinated, for Fiji requirements, this means a double dose of an approved vaccine. No booster is needed. At least 14 days prior to travel and hold health insurance to cover for COVID-19, then you are free to enter. No pre-departure test is required. However, you will need to take an antigen test within 72 hours of arrival. These also have to be pre-booked, and they can be done at www.entrytestvg.com.
Nice. Well, it's not, you know, aside from the issues with staffing, which we're expecting, that's going to last around the world straight up through the end of summer, correct?
Yeah, that's not going to be changing anytime soon. So, there's going to be delays for quite a while. But other than that, yeah, I mean, it's all pretty much positive, to be honest.
Yeah, well, that's great news because, of course, you know, the med season has now kicked off massively. And, of course, summer vacation is just around the corner. People are planning their trips. How is the backlog going for the passports in the UK? Is that getting any quicker, or is that still up until, you know, 10 weeks?
The latest is 10 weeks. I'm hoping it's going to be a little bit less than that because I've actually had to send my daughters off from New Zealand and we're due to travel in July. So I'm panicking slightly. That's not good from a travel agent, is it, who's telling people to do it early?
Did you not realize that? We talked about this like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Did you not realize that?
No, that's when I sent it. So that's when I sent it. So I'm hoping that they have it in hand and I will get it in plenty of time. But I will keep people up to date because they might find it quite interesting to see how long it takes.
Well, because you could just leave the kid behind.
Exactly right. I mean, yeah. I mean, she'll be fine. I mean, the dog can look after her, or she can look after the dog. Either way, I'll be fine.
How old is she?
5. It's all good.
Home Alone.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. He did fine. He did fine all on his own. So there you go. Yeah. although I do know your 5-year-old, and I'm telling you right now, you can come back to no house. You would probably come back to, New Zealand being disappeared at that stage.
I was gonna say, yeah. New Zealand either be wiped off the map, or she will be the new prime minister. It'll be one or the other. We're not quite sure which.
For the audience, he has a 5-year-old daughter that I am absolutely in love with. I adore her. She is just the stories that come out of this kid and the things that she says and the things that she does lead me to believe that she is going to take this world by storm, and anybody that gets in her way better look out, because she's going to run over you and run over you hard and enjoy it.
Yeah, she will.
She'll take a certain satisfaction of running over you. Attitude Plus. Wonderful. Well, Lee, I need to say thank you very much again for all of your updates. It's really appreciated.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. I'm looking forward to it. So same time, same place next week.
Right. I have to say that all of the links and information that you want, either it will be on the website, or you can send Lee an email. You can also, we provide Lee's link for LinkedIn. You can also contact him over there as well. So any question that you have when it comes to travel, do please get a hold of them. Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 1900s, and their people move people.
We certainly do.
My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E.